Good evening. I am a Baltimore City school teacher. 10 years in. Thank you. 10 years in, I now actually teach ESOL. And I want to come and talk about kids in Baltimore. These babies have my heart. I teach kids, I think, I counted on my phone before I raised my hand. I think it was 17 different countries. Asia, Africa, Central America. And these are high school students. Many of my kids actually live by themselves. They have come across as unaccompanied minors. Many of them have been sent here by family with the only money that they have. And it breaks my heart because recently in the last few weeks, back with the rage, we have a new routine in Miss Inouye's classroom. And I said, okay, we're going to talk about your rights, guys. And I get the, ugh, miss. And I'm like, no, this is important. So we have a checklist that we go through. And I said, if someone knocks on the door and they say that it's the police or immigration, what do you do? Don't open the door, miss. Okay, good. If they want to come in, what do they need to have? A warrant, miss. Okay, where does it need to be signed? On the bottom, by a judge. And I realize that this is absolutely heartbreaking, that the kids in Baltimore right now are living with this fear that they have to know where a warrant should be signed by a judge. They are 12, 13, 14 years old. And they take this home, and I've printed it in Nepali, Arabic, French, Swahili, any language I can find, I print it so my kids can take it home. And I say, read this to your parents. Go over it with them. Everyone in your house needs to know this. And one of my kids came to school the other day, and she's like, Mies, they knocked. And I said, what do you mean they knocked? Like, no, who knocked on the door? Your neighbor? Like, what's going on? She's like, no, they were looking for someone else in the building. I did what you told me. I told them my dad wasn't home. They needed to come back later. And all I could say was, thank God I drove you nuts every single day telling you exactly what to do when someone knocked on your door. But the spirit of these kids is what you don't hear about. I have a class with 35 kids, one of them. And there's probably 8 different languages at last count in that classroom. And most of my kids just got here. And it's amazing how helpful and sweet these kids are. They will give you their last pencil, their last pen. They have nothing. They just got off a plane. They're refugees. They're trying to get settled. And all they do is take care of each other. And to me, it speaks to the spirit of Baltimore. It speaks to the spirit of these children when they figure out, okay, this kid just got here. He doesn't speak any English. And then they find someone else that says, oh, this kid's from Iraq, but he lived in Turkey, and he knows somebody who lived here who can help this kid. And in 5 minutes, I have somebody that can translate Kirwanda for me, which is a very, you know, rare language here. So I just wanted to come up and talk about the kids in the city, the fact that they're living in fear, and yet they still are so, so resilient. They're just absolutely beautiful human beings, and every day my life is made better because of them. I've learned more from them than they'll ever learn from me. So I just wanted to share that with you. I know there are a lot of organizations in the city where you can volunteer to work with kids and families, and it is so important. They're here for a reason. One of my students actually just came from Kabul, and she's here because she doesn't have a home anymore. It was bombed. She has no place to live. I have a student that I just got from Syria this week who, same thing, he's here because his home no longer exists. They're not here, and again, preaching to the choir, they're not here because they want a free ride. They're here because they had no place to go. So thank you guys for coming tonight. As someone who does this work every day, I just really appreciate you guys coming out to support organizations that are doing this work in Baltimore for the amazing kids that have my heart every day. So thank you.